It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
He's the best quarterback in the NFL. He's taken your Chiefs to the mountaintop three different times.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
And he sits down with one show across the entire country for an exclusive one-on-one interview. Your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes on The Drive.
Every week we get a chance to catch up with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. There was a lot of things to talk to him about, so let's get to it. I would like to tell you guys that if you miss any part of this conversation, we will replay it in the 5 o'clock hour. And the 5 o'clock hour is going to be commercial-free. Yes, commercial-free 5 o'clock hour. Earlier today, I got a chance to catch up with the quarterback of the Chiefs, and I asked him the question first that all of us want to know. Man, how do you guys continue to do this each and every Sunday?
Man, it's just we just go out there and play football. I mean, obviously, it's been close games a lot this season, but that just speaks to the culture that we have here and the teammates that I have around me. I mean, it takes everybody, and I think that was the biggest thing you saw from this week is that we're going to fight to the very end.
It was kind of hard to avoid it, but I'm sure you saw a lot of the Broncos fan reaction. Did you get a chance to see any of that on social media this weekend?
I honestly haven't seen much of it. I'm sure they weren't too happy, though, so I'm going to have to go check that out after this.
Yeah, I was just laughing about it because, you know, there's some Chiefs fans that just, like, hate John Elway and hate Peyton Manning for always beating their team, and I was thinking this weekend, like, there is a Broncos fan, like a kid right now, 11, 12 years old, and, like, you were their least favorite player because you always beat their team.
Yeah, I mean, I had certain guys like that growing up, too. You always want your team to win, and I try to go out there and have fun and do it the right way, but obviously it's going to upset some people when you beat their team a good amount.
Patrick, take us inside the locker room because I'm guessing that was as spirited as hype of just a complete total team effort that you've been a part of.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think the biggest thing for me is I've never been a part of something like that. I mean, I've been a part of some walk-off wins and some big defensive stops and stuff like that, big field goals, but to have a field goal block, I mean, obviously – we trust those guys, and they go through their week and find ways to find weaknesses within the special teams. But that's just such a hard play to do. And so for a guy to make a big play in that moment to win the football game as a kind of a walk-off, it was something that I'll have for the rest of my career.
I was just going to ask you, where does that rank in terms of regular season wins? You guys have certainly had some great postseason wins. Maybe that win you guys had early in your career against the Ravens with the big pass play on fourth down. I'm just trying to think of what's an exciting regular season win that you think would even rival what happened on Sunday?
Yeah, there's not a lot. I mean, like you said, that Ravens win, just because – it was so early in my career. Maybe the Chargers one when Travis has the catch and breaks all the tackles in overtime and scores a touchdown. That one's up there. But definitely one of the bigger regular season wins as far as momentum swings and emotion swings and stuff like that. And so it was definitely a really cool moment, man. I mean, just to be a part of, and I think you saw by the celebration by everybody.
What is it about the Broncos? Is it just the fact that they are a division rival? It feels like you've just played them really tough for something happened. You know, you had a significant injury against the Broncos. Your first start was against Denver. Monday Night Football with the left-handed throw. You've just had so many of these moments in your career, and they normally seem to happen against Denver for whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good franchise and a really good football team. I mean, they play hard the entire game. They're well-coached. They got great players, and we always know it's going to be a challenge, especially in division and especially against the Broncos, because you know they want to beat us as much as we want to beat them. And so definitely always a challenge, and there's been some big moments in my career, but I'm glad that we were able to find a way to get a win in this one.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Patrick, we are coming up on a month of since the D-Hop trade. What have you learned most working with him over the course of the last few weeks?
Yeah, I think just the intelligence. I mean, he really is a football savant, man. He watches the little things. He really focuses on his craft. And that's what you want. I mean, not only on the football field, but in that room with all the, with all those receivers, is a veteran guy who's done it at a high level for a long time. And I think he's just going to keep getting more and more involved in the offense, and that's going to keep getting other guys open. We left some stuff out there, not just me and him, but just in general as the offense this last week, and we got to be better at executing there. And they'll take our best this week against the Bills.
And you describing him, I hear a lot of the similarities in how you kind of approach football and how you see it. What's been the process like to kind of get him up to speed? Are you and him watching extra film? Are you guys working together? What is the process to get him acclimated to this offense since he joined midseason?
Yeah, it's just a little bit of all of it. I mean, he's been in the building, I mean, just as much as I have, just learning the offense, learning how we do things, learning how we coach things, and then learning how I see the game as well. And I try to do the same for him. And whenever you get a guy mid-season like this, it's about getting him up to speed as fast as possible, and I think we've done a good job of that so far. But he'll continue to learn more and more each and every week, and I think that's a big thing for us as an offense going forward.
You mentioned a couple of missed throws from the last game. What's the throw when you went back and watched film? You're kind of like, ah, that's one I should have made.
Yeah, I think the one to Trav was probably the biggest one, just because of the moment of the game, and then just he was open, so just getting the throw down a little bit and letting them get a chance to go up and catch it in the back of the end zone, it just puts our defense in a better spot where they're not having to guard against a field goal and a touchdown, where they know what the Broncos need to get to, and they can coach that way. That was big. I mean, obviously the one to Worthy, I mean, you want to hit those deep ones. We've missed a couple of those these last few weeks, but kind of that was more of an off script, kind of coming to the, was going one way and kind of saw him beat his guy and try to make the throw, but still throws I believe I can make.
I was going to ask you about the Worthy play. You guys have missed that the last couple of weeks. Is that related to his speed? Is that timing wise? You guys have been unable to connect these last couple of weeks in those big home run swings, and that's the kind of player that he is. What needs to change? Maybe it's in your fundamentals. What needs to change to connect on those passes in the future?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, I've got to make the throw. I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, he's getting open, he's getting separation, and that's what we got him here for. And if I make the throws, he should have probably three or four more touchdowns. So it's about me just being better and making the throw.
What is that process like? Is it film? Because I remember earlier in the year when you and I talked, you kind of talked about your base and your fundamentals. Is it kind of getting back to some of those things, or is it something else?
I think it's just, I mean, it's just playing ball. I mean, like in that one, it's a difference whenever it's kind of within the structure of the play, and I see him, and I try to make the throw and make the touchdown throw, which has happened this year, but that's happened good and bad. But whenever the play pops, and he might not be necessarily the main read, and kind of like this one this last weekend, and I see him, I got to be able to set my feet up and make the throw and keep it in bounds and give him a chance. And I thought he did a great job stacking on the red line and giving me room to make the throw, and I threw it out of bounds.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, here for a couple of minutes. Patrick, one thing I've learned from talking to you over the years, you always say, you know, it's the NFL, you don't need any extra motivation. This feels like the game that embodies that more than anything. You got the two best teams in the AFC. You went there last year in the postseason. You guys always play these tightly contested games. You know what you're heading into on Sunday.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I don't think there's any extra motivation. I think you just know it's going to take your best in order to win this football game. You're playing against one of the best teams in the NFL, the team that you played a lot of times and know every single time it seems like it comes down to the wire. And we're going to be in a hostile environment. So we understand that it's going to take our best football in order to get the win, and that should be enough motivation in itself.
You mentioned it last year, sort of embracing the villain. Where would you rank Buffalo in terms of just hostile environments? You know, that image of you running off the field and fans are loud, they're throwing things, and you're running off celebrating a win. Where would you kind of rank Buffalo in some of the toughest environments that you've played in?
Yeah, I mean, pretty simple. I mean, they don't like me a lot, and they don't like the Chiefs a lot, so I'm sure it'll be pretty hostile out there.
What is it like to be, I guess, perceived as the underdog in this one? You guys are the favorites. You guys are the two-time defending champion, but there's going to be a lot of people that pick against you this week. What's it like to be perceived as the underdog heading into this game?
Yeah, I mean, you don't pay attention to most of those things, especially during the regular season. I mean, it's week to week in this league, and it just kind of depends on if you played good the week before or not. And we felt like we didn't play our best football the week before, but at the same time, we have to find a way to play our best football this week if we want to get a win.
You guys always talk about your goals, you know, taking care of the division, making sure that you have the one seed. I don't have to tell you how important this game is in locking up that one seed conversation, and it goes a long way beating a team that is directly behind you in the standings. How important is it to you? How important is it to this team to make sure that the AFC Championship game is played again in Arrowhead?
Yeah, it's extremely important. I mean, obviously, it wasn't last year when we were able to get it done, but just to have that advantage of being at Arrowhead, being home, being able to rest your body for that week with the bye week, I mean, there's definitely advantages to it, and it's an important game as far as seeding and stuff like that goes. But it's a long season, so we've got to keep building and keep getting better and try to take care of business this week. But at the same time, we have to just focus on today, and that's all we can do.
I've got two final questions, and I'll get you out of here. Two questions I've never asked you before. You guys are going to Buffalo, home of the Buffalo Wings. When it comes to chicken wings, are you a drums guy?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Or a flats guy.
I'm a flats guy for the most part, but I like them both. I'm not picky at all. Like, whatever I get, and I'm just going to devour them.
That's kind of where I am with chicken, too. People always say, it's like, bro, I just like chicken. Like, you eat the drums, I'll eat the flats, whichever one. As long as the chicken's good, I don't care.
That's 100%. I'm the same way. Like, I know people are super picky on which one they're getting. Whenever I get wings, I'm just grabbing what's there, and I'm eating them.
All right, I'm going to give you my favorite three wing flavors, and I want to know what yours are. I'm going to go lemon pepper one. I like a good, like, Cajun rub, Louisiana rub, and I also like garlic parmesan. Whenever you're ordering wings, what are your three favorite wing flavors?
Yeah, first, like a barbecue, honey barbecue. I always love that. I know it's kind of original, but I like that. I like the regular, like, hot, just like regular hot wings, and then I would probably say garlic parmesan's my third one. But I'm not, same thing, man. I'll eat a lot of different flavors of wings. That's just kind of the three go-tos I go to.
If you guys had a wing competition, like, in the locker room, like, every player's there, who can eat the most wings in, like, a 10-minute setting, like Joey Chestnut style, who wins the contest?
Trey Smith, no doubt.
Hands down. You didn't even hesitate on that one.
No, right when you started answering the question, I knew who I was answering.
That's the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today as they get ready for one of the biggest matchups in the regular season, Chiefs and Bills. Patrick, man, great talking to you, man. Appreciate your time as always.
Yeah, appreciate you.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.